With $70 million from Alphabet, United Masters replaces record labels. How are you doing? Thanks for joining me today on either this YouTube video or this podcast episode, where an article today caught my eye because it included a term called superfans that I thought was relative and important for most businesses to consider. And here's the question. How are you catering to the superfans of your business? Does your business even have superfans? Do you know what a superfan is? A couple things there to get you thinking as we get into this episode. The background here is that the music industry, with the advent of iTunes and people not buying albums, physical albums or CDs, if you know what those are anymore, but instead opting to pick the songs that they want, they're streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify that present music as a product differently than it's been presented in the most recent history. And so record labels, they used to take on a lot of risk. They'd have to produce an album, they'd have to pay engineers, they'd have to pay studio musicians, they'd have to pay for the marketing and the advertising of an artist, and in exchange for that, an artist would give up a percentage of the royalties and the money that they earn off of concerts and CD sales and merchandise and so forth. But over the years, certainly in the last 5 years or thereabouts, that whole business model has been turned on its head, and a lot of new artists, younger artists, are asking, what do we need a record label for? Because the truth is, we can do all of this stuff ourselves. There are companies that will help us figure out how to book shows. There are drop services where we can drop merchandise to our customers, drop ship merchandise to our customers. We can download software for a couple $100 and get studio quality sounds. So what do we need a record label for? So that's the background to this article, which was talking about the launching of a new company out in the marketplace that was funded $70 million by Alphabet, which is Google, Google's parent company. And United Masters is where that money landed. And United Masters is looking to change the game for artists and musicians. And in particular, what they said here, the quote was, we look at music like gaming. You monetize the game to all the people who are most engaged. I wanted to bring that theory and thinking to music. It's off of those whales, those super fans, where musicians make a lot of their money. And finally, someone built a way to deliver ads for what artists do sell to people who've listened to their album 50 times for almost nothing. So here's the idea. The United Masters, they're creating a technology platform with all the analytics that can identify listeners no matter what platform they're on. They can build a CRM tool or a sales management contact relationship management tool so that artists can retarget their customers and pinpoint ads, target ads, and sell stuff to their customers, but really get down to the level of the customer for an artist so that an artist can monetize that relationship and keep most of the profit. So what does that have to do with your business and my business? Well, it got me thinking about, what are super fans in the music business? If you're a huge artist, you've got, you know, fans that cry at your concerts and buy all your stuff and always are talking about you. They probably have dedicated social media channels to you. But what about a business? You know, have we seen businesses have super fans? And I think that we do. I think that there are examples out in the marketplace of really good businesses that have really great fans. And I'm thinking companies like Apple obviously have super fans. They may not call them super fans, but they have really loyal customers that they look to service in a pretty big way. But what about your business? Could you, in your pool of customers, particularly past customers, could you identify the customers that think your company is really rad, that your company is awesome, that they would do anything to buy the product or service that it is that you offer? And you might be saying, well, you know, Dylan, we're a business that we see our customers every week, and you know, whether they're super fans or not, I don't know, we see them all the time. Or you might be saying, Dylan, I only offer a service that people use once every couple of years. I don't think that changes the question. I think that whether you see your customers every day or you see them once every decade, there's still an opportunity in your business to create loyalty. And there's an article I read or rather a school of thought that goes along with this article that says any business really only needs 1,000 true fans to be profitable and successful. And so would your business fit that criteria? Do you have 1,000 loyal customers that whether the market was up or down, your business would continue to survive based on the support that they give you? Now, if it's customers that come every day, that's easier to answer than if they come every decade. But if they come every decade, are they telling others? Do you have a client experience or a customer experience that continues to take your loyal customers and have them drive new customers to you? Or have you found new ways to bring new products and services to your loyal customers? And a good friend of mine runs a business that he's in the air heat duct cleaning business, and they're part of a franchise, and they professionalize something that, you know, typically hasn't been a very professional business. But there's a business where even though they may only be in someone's home every couple of years, there are lots of opportunities to create super fans where they can come back and do other services for the homeowner that are along the lines of the original service that was offered. And so I don't think it really matters the business that you're in. I think that every business has the opportunity to have super fans, to have really, really loyal customers and clients that would do anything to work with the business, to purchase the products or services that are offered. And so as you're doing your thing today, as you're running your business, or as you're researching how to, you know, improve your profits or how to fix problems or take advantage of opportunities, give that some thought. Think to yourself, you know, what would it take to A, understand what a really loyal customer looks like in our business, and then B, how do we really service that customer? Because if that customer loves what we do, then how do we monetize that, and how do we provide a lot of value to that customer who's going to appreciate, recognize that value, and how can it be a win-win for everyone? So I'll leave you with that today. Again, thanks for tuning in. If you're hanging out here on YouTube, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of these great vlogs that I put together. And if you're listening to the podcast, please make sure to subscribe and rate it, because as you interact with this content, it gives other entrepreneurs the opportunity to see it and get a hold of it. And maybe, just maybe, you could save an entrepreneur's life today by showing them or getting them this content. So, as dramatic as that sounds, thanks very much, and we'll see you on the next episode.